Episode 178 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenais. Brossard and St. Leonard did an incredible job for my niece's wedding shower cake. It was a custom cake. It looked beautiful. It tasted great. It was limoncello, and she was so happy. Get your custom cake for any life celebration at Les Délices Lafrenais, simplement délicieux. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. I was there again the other night. What a shocker. My wife and I went with the Thai steak salad because it's just so freaking awesome and it tastes great. By the way, did you know that their soft drinks are bottomless? And we also had the pretzel, a little sweet, a little salty at the end, dessert dipped in chocolate. It was just unbelievable. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace. Episode 178 is raring to go, and it's gone. Yeehaw. What's going on? I'm not on a horse, nothing like that. I don't have my cowboy boots on or my cowboy hat, but I am ready for this podcast. I hope you are too. I have a bit of a cold happening, a bit of a cough, bit of a cold, but it's nothing that a little R&R, a little relaxation can't eradicate. So if you remember 4 years ago this week, we didn't know what the heck was going on in the world. People were panicking. I was one of those people. I am a reformed germaphobe because it was that period from 4 years ago that transformed me in being the guy that I am. I still wash my hands. I'm still very hygienic, very clean. But my mental state is not where it used to be. I used to think of everything. I was one of those people that it's like I just shook that guy's hands. The germs must be on my hand now. Got to go wash my hands again, whatever. I am still very aware of my surroundings. And if somebody or I touch something, I know I can't bring my fingers up to my mouth at any point, touch my face. Still aware of that. Still wash my hands, especially when I'm in public places and I'm touching public things. But I'm no longer that guy because I left it in the past. That period in our lifetime changed me. And it changed me for the better. In the beginning, first few months, we were really clueless. And then as time went on, we awoke. We didn't get woke. We awoke. We were awakened. And here we are today, better for it, right? Absolutely. So let me get on to the next topic. You're seeing a lot of these things on your social media, in the news. Maybe you Google news stories, and these types of stories come out. This one is from Bloomberg. Made me laugh. Intermittent fasting is now linked to 91%. Increase in risk of death from heart disease, a study says. By the way, I always used to make fun of these studies back in the day when I was on the radio. I used to say the men and women in the white lab coats. So I got it even back then when I was being poisoned by the mainstream media at the time. I never subscribed to that stuff. I had my job, I was doing my job, but I knew it was a farce. That's why if anyone remembers me talking, I'd even be sitting across from my co-host and producer saying, the men and women in the white lab coats. In other words, if you believe this, well, take it for what it's worth. You be the judge. It seems like every headline on X these days or anywhere, Google, anywhere you get your news, especially if you're still following any type of, if you still watch evening news, like local news or national news, that's scary. I don't think so. Most of the people that are here are not watching that. Unless, let's be honest, you're old and can't let go. You're part of a generation. I'm old, but I could let go. Especially someone who has worked in it. I know it's poison. And you need to look for other sources of information. If you haven't yet, well, you should be. because you shouldn't be following shit like this. As soon as it said study says, and then it doesn't tell you what the study is. You're looking for the study. No. Where's the study? There's no study. Study says. Because if you write that, you print that, you make it in bold letters, most people, 9 out of 10 or more, maybe 9.5, 9.8, 9.9, almost everybody will just take it for the news it is. I had a guy write to me that I like, is a friend and is a former radio peer, I guess, and colleague. And he wrote to me saying, I've been intermittent fasting now for about 8 years. I'm worried because he saw that. He didn't get why I posted it. I didn't even have to explain it to the people that follow me and really get me, right? You get it. You understand what's going on here. Yeah, I don't have to allude to anything. Don't have to say much. When you see the headline and you're a drive buyer, you follow this podcast and you see intermittent fasting linked to 91% increase in risk of death from heart disease. And then earlier this year, I saw one that said climate change has been linked to whatever the percentage increase in heart disease and whatever. Fill in the blank. All right, put in anything in there. You start to fit the pieces of the puzzle. Well, if you haven't, you should be. I know you have. As I said, if you're a drive buyer, you have. Need I say more where we're headed? And I've been hearing a lot of stuff lately. I mean a lot of stuff that I'm not even going to get into. I'm not even going to start talking about. You know it. You know people. You have friends. Maybe they're hopefully not family members or your friends, but you hear stories and you shake your head going, Okay, look, I remember things in the past happening to people, but not like this. This is, and no one's asking questions. Everybody's just, you know, I ask questions. I hear about somebody, what? They were how old? They had, and then you start, getting some information from somebody that they knew. And then you're told the information. Look, I'm speaking in code here because for two reasons. One, I could come right out and say it, but I like to consider myself a little bit smarter than that. I don't need to come out and say anything because you are following me 1,000%. You know what I'm talking about. And then we have our own little code, right? We speak, we know what's going on. We know what's going on here. And it's not because we're whack jobs, we're crazies, or living in conspiracy la-la land. We know what's happening here. And I get messages every day. I wish I could screenshot and post some of the messages I get. But I have to keep them discreet because they're real people. They're personal DMs that I get. Sometimes from people, most of the time, from people I don't even know. They send me stuff and I go, I just write, I know, .. I know. And you would have to be a complete fool at this point not to ask any questions, because I do. Sometimes I ask questions to the people that should have answers, and still it's radio silence, because that's the world we live in today. Srivan next, or as the garbage collector in my youth, the guy that used to hang off the side of the garbage truck when I was growing up in East End of Montreal, in Rosemont, near the Olympic Stadium, with his pack of smokes. You know, they put the pack of smokes over their shoulder so you would see it. Anyone remember that? Well, people from my generation remember that. If you're millennial or you're Generation X, boomers, yeah, for sure, you remember that. The cigarette on the shoulder, they'd be hanging there off the side of the garbage truck. Sanitary engineer, they would call some of the garbage truck, garbage man. We would call him, hey, the garbage man is here. Okay, not the garbage person, not garbage woman, because it was never a woman hanging from the side of a truck. I think once I saw a woman hanging from the side of a truck, picking the garbage, but it was mostly guys. It was the garbage man. Le gars de vidange, as they say in Quebec, or I don't know, le mec, I don't know. Anyway, and he'd be hanging off the side of the truck, and when he'd grab the garbage bags, throw them in, the way he would let the garbage truck driver no to head to the next house for the next pickup. So he would say, away out, away out, which is Quebecois for away, let's go to the next, on to the next one, right? Away out. So let's do that right now. Away out to the next topic at hand. So many things. I am happy that I didn't talk about Kate, the Princess of Wales. I didn't have any cockamania theory about, you know, whether she was getting divorced. I didn't say any of that stuff. You know why? A, I don't give a shit about the royal family. But I do respect, I am a, even though my, back in the day, my math teacher thought I was a breaker of tradition, he called me an iconoclast. I didn't even know what the hell iconoclast meant. Breaker of traditions? No, not me. He got it wrong. But I like to respect things that have been around for a while. Now, I'm not going to say that I'm a royal watcher, but for as long as the position, the people don't oust the royal family, I will respect the fact that Kate is the Princess of Wales, the way I respected her mother-in-law decades before Diana was a shining example of how to be the right type of royal, okay? And many other people have messed it up for the royal family, including Prince Harry. And anyway, Prince William, not as bad. He's more under the radar. But for the most part, there have been, well, exactly. Harry, Meghan Markle, whatever her name is, Markle. Anyway, they've all messed it up. And they've all messed with the legacy of the royal family. But Kate, the Princess of Wales, revealed her diagnosis in an emotional video a few days back, saying she's been receiving preventative chemotherapy since February. She has cancer. She's undergoing treatment for that. I'm glad I didn't make any silly comments. Because A, I don't know. B, I don't care. And C, who am I to say something and then look bad a few days later when I completely botched the prediction? That's why I don't know enough to talk about it. But let's just leave it at that. Okay, this is another one. Princess of Wales has cancer. And I feel for her. I feel for people who are fighting cancer. Some survive. Most don't. Cancer is god-awful. And I feel for her as a human, as a mother of three, as a wife. I feel for her, okay? And I think the media, and if you don't think the media is junk, and you don't think all those late night shows that were making fun of her and saying things not knowing are trash, well, there's the proof right there. And so, and then there's the whack, look, there's those whack jobs, the Stephen Colbert's, the Jimmy Kimmel's on the left, that'll just make fun of anything. And now, of course, they're kicking themselves because they look like a bunch of assholes. And then there's people on the right side that are really conspiracy theory based, and, you know, think this is something else, something completely different. In other words, how does she get this cancer? Well, people were getting cancer long before 4 years ago, but there has been an uptick, the rising of numbers. So you got to wonder what the heck is going on. Look, I am not scholared in medicine to be making any of these predictions. All I do is see it for what it is and look at it. And if it were a mosaic right in front of me, right, and I had all these things I was posting almost on the wall, whether it's art or post-it notes, I'd be coming up with a story. I am coming up with a story by now. My mind has gone to where exactly you're thinking. And then my mind has also gone to, she's somebody else battling cancer. And cancer went up because people weren't treating it. And we had limited screenings going on during those years. And cancer treatments, cancer screenings were all delayed for months and months and months. years in some aspects. So now more people have cancer, and it's more than ever. You're hearing about it. It's definitely gone up. So you do with those stats as you wish and come up with your own thing. But the reason why I brought this up is people, it's horrible. It's horrible what people do. And right away, they assumed that the royal family, you know, she passed away. They're covering something. These are the real nut jobs. And then, you know, this is not a real video. This is from many years ago. This is where we're at now in the world. Because I like to be somewhere in the middle. I've always been a middle ground person. I could look at one side and say, look at these whack jobs and what they believe. And then I could look at the other side and say, look at these other people who just assume everything is perfect, right? And the government is amazing and looking out for your best interest. I like to be somewhere in the middle where I ask questions on both sides and come up with my answers based on whatever research and questions that I've asked and information that I've gathered. But I know one thing. You don't have to be left, center, or right to be an asshole. And the people that came out with their crazy thoughts and opinions as to what was really happening with Kate, these are the same people that start rumors about you, your family, your friends, co-workers. These are the big mouths, the gossipers. We know these people. They exist in everyday life. I'm not on this podcast to gossip and say shit that makes people look bad. I constructively criticize things I feel are shady, not just. And so when I say things about the prime minister, I'm not being just because I don't like his face, which, by the way, I don't like his face, but it's the things he's done. And I could list the hundreds of things, if not thousand things he's done in the last 8 years. I don't need to go back down that road, but I don't say things just for the hell of saying it. But gossip is not what you're going to get on this podcast. So that's why I never went down that road. I could care less what is going on, if they're having marital problems, or hey, look, we all have our own problems, or some other conspiracy that she's not with us anymore and died, and now this is an AI video. Like, the world has gone completely apeshit, and it's gone apeshit because we were given bullshit on a platter for so long that nobody believes anything anymore. And I saw an article, another news article, that said, this has been, this, what I'm exactly talking about is because there's a rise of so many people that are Trumpers or Trumpists, right? That these people have now threatened democracy or freedom, and something needs to be done. This is insane. This is even more insane. So, but there is some truth to the fact that what happened created this mess. And the people who created this mess are the people that we often criticize on a daily basis, because this, all of this should not have happened. And we're here today because we don't trust anything anymore. And that's scary, not to trust anything anymore. I still trust a lot of things, but I'm more skeptical than ever about many more things. But you can't just distrust everything. What a horrible world it would live in if I met one of you and I immediately distrusted you. No, you have to give me a reason. You have to give me a reason not to like you. It could happen in the first couple of minutes, no doubt. It could happen later on that somebody gives you a reason. But you got to give people a chance. And you got to give a chance to explanation. And you got to give a chance to whatever it is you're trying to find out. You got to give it a chance. You can't just jump against the side that you're usually against. You got to give your allies. Your allies are on your side. You got to give your opponent a chance to misstep. and then you go after them, right? You find their weakness in a sport, and what do? You focus on that weakness to beat your opponent in the sport. Well, it's the same thing if you're debating with somebody or you're having a conversation with someone. You don't need to beat them. I'm not talking about physically, but if you're making a point, you're talking to somebody, and you see a weakness in their argument, well, you bring up the strengths in your argument, and hopefully you sway them, or at least it makes for a good conversation, and you're talking as opposed to just shutting down, which is what most people do nowadays. They don't like something. Something doesn't fall within their ideology. That's it. They turn on you. They don't want to hear it. They want to put on those shades and not look anywhere else but straight ahead. And look, if you don't have peripheral vision and you can't see around you, you're missing out. You can't just be looking ahead. Same thing when you're driving. So many people are lost when they're driving. They're just looking straight ahead. Those are the people that cause the accidents. They don't know what's coming or going. They're looking straight ahead. These are the people I'm talking about. So what they did to Princess of Wales leading up to her announcement, horrible, absolutely pathetic, and I'm glad I wasn't part of that. I got a message. I don't want to depress all of you, but I have to mention this. I got a message a couple of months ago from this lovely, lovely young woman, 36 years old. Her name is Melanie, and she reached out to me because I shared her story. Another friend of hers reached out to me to share Melanie's story. And Melanie was fighting cancer. And she wanted to get her story out. Basically, she needed to collect urgent funds. And she did a campaign online to collect those funds. She needed a specific procedure. In this procedure, she would have traveled down to a foreign country and hopefully the treatments she would receive there, which would cost, I think it was like $50,000, the three treatments would help her with the breast cancer that eventually took her life. And Melanie passed away last week. I've never met Melanie, but I felt like we had a connection via DMs. What a beautiful, sweet woman. Just from her DMs, I could tell. Then I saw her pictures. Gorgeous girl. She leaves behind two dogs, her husband, a stepchild, and she was supposed to come on the Drive-By podcast. Her last message to me was February 11th. She said, "Hello, this week won't be possible. Monday through Thursday, I have appointments, chemo, blood tests, and other tests to do. But Frank, you're on my list for sure." And she was supposed to head to Honduras for these special treatments that would have prolonged her life, and she never made it, and she passed away. Melanie, I won't say her last name to protect her family's privacy, but another person losing, and a lot of people who, by the way, fight cancer hate the word losing their battle, because she was a fighter, and I agree with that, so I shouldn't say losing her battle to cancer. She was a cancer survivor. And she fought this horrible disease, and she did not make it. She just passed away. I was crushed when I heard she had passed away. When her friend Laura reached out to me to give me the news, I was heartbroken because I wanted her to come on this podcast to tell her story. And she never came on to tell her story. And she never made it to Honduras. And she's no longer here now. But what stories like Melanie's story, to me at least, what it does, it makes me realize how precious our time is here on the planet and how you just never know. I went back, I read all my messages from Melanie back and forth. Our DMs were going back and forth for months. I was trying to find a moment to have her here on the podcast. You would have loved her. I'm telling you, you would have loved her just based on the DMs and the videos and the things I've seen. She was a sweetheart of a person and very determined to fight and beat cancer. But the thing that these stories make me realize is you're here today. We are here today, gone just like that. I remember this song from Don Henley, In a New York Minute. Everything could change, and it does. And it's not only a New York Minute. It's fill in the blank to whatever city you live in. Things change on a whim, just like that. And imagine losing your life that young with a family. It's just, it's so heartbreaking. But if we could learn anything from, you know, I was listening to a late night radio show, syndicated. I know, me listening to radio, what are you going to do? I was listening one night, I just put it on. I was in my car and I was like, let me put this on. And the host came on. And it was Dr. Laura. You know Dr. Laura. Anyway, and she's been doing this a long time. So I respect her because she's been doing this forever. She's been doing this. This radio gig. And she's on a local station in Vermont. And so you could hear her here in the Montreal area. And I was listening to her. And she said something. And as cheesy as it may have sounded, for me it wasn't at all. I actually turned up the volume of the radio. Which, by the way, back in the day, our talent coaches on the morning show, our consultants, would always say, there are three things that could happen on the radio. Somebody's listening to the radio. See, they're in their car. And they do nothing. They just keep it the same when they hear your voice and they hear you talking. They can hire it, which is the best thing. Bring up the volume. That's the best thing that could happen. What a compliment when they bring it up. And that's what we want to get you to do so that you're doing incredible content, that they're always turning up the volume. Awesome. Great. Like, I agree with that. Too bad there's not a lot of bringing up the volume anymore in that business. The worst thing that could happen is they bring down the volume or they change the radio station. So I had one of those moments. I brought up the volume. I hired the volume of the radio when Dr. Laura said, you know, it was Sunday night and I was in my car driving back home. And she said, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. She says, fresh water. And I thought to myself, yeah. You know, I was talking here a couple of months ago, one of my sponsors, Kinetical Water, F2 Kinetical Water Systems. Like, I'm not saying it to brag. I'm just saying, fuck, Frank, you're lucky, okay? Like, one's not enough. No, you have two, asshole. I have two because water means everything to me. It's our fuel for life. But there are millions, she said, hundreds of millions of people with no access to clean drinking water. And immediately I was like, I just sank in my driver's seat. And then she said, there are people tonight that are afraid to go back to their home because they might have somebody there waiting for them that abuses them, or they might have somebody there, you know, waiting for them to attack them when they go back to their home. They don't live in safe neighborhoods. They don't live in safe cities. Be thankful for what we have, for everything that you have, because you may lose it all tomorrow. Or there are people that will never experience what you experience on a daily basis. They don't have what you have. And I thought to myself, I looked at everything as I was driving home for the next 15 minutes, everything that I have in my life and how privileged and thankful I am that I have all these things, that I'm able to sit here and talk into a microphone in a free country. Yeah, still free country. To have these cameras around me, to have these microphones, to have this peace, this tranquility, this peace in this studio, something I could call mine. Very thankful, honestly. And I never take that stuff for granted. I really don't. Sometimes we all do as humans. We forget things, right? And we take things for granted. Oh, like whatever it is. Oh, I want to go here. I want to do this one. And then you realize what you have already is more than most people have. So not to sound as cheesy as Dr. Loris sounded saying it, it was amazing. I commend her for saying what she said because it made me realize. And the story I just mentioned of Melanie losing her life to cancer at such a young age at 36. And I think to myself, I thank whatever it is you could thank, whatever you believe in, thank God, whatever it is, that you're here today breathing and enjoying this moment, because who knows how long we have. We have lost friends, loved ones, even strangers like Melanie, someone I've never met, has a place in my heart because I feel like we had this connection via DM and I never got to meet her and I never will. And it's heartbreaking and it's sad what she leaves behind, her family. So I thought I would mention Melanie, a beautiful soul who lost her life at only 36 years old. I dedicate this episode of the Drive-By Podcast to her. This episode 178 is sponsored by Les Delices Lafrenais. So my niece, my beautiful young niece, had her wedding shower over the weekend. And I went into the Les Delices Lafrenais Brossard store with Anthony. And I showed Anthony what my niece wanted. I gave him a couple examples, a couple of pictures of what I wanted her custom cake to look like. Then he sent all the information to headquarters in St. Leonard, where the boys, who I've known for a long time, Joseph and the crew, the entire crew, put this great, designed this cake, and made her celebration special. On Sunday, she was blown away. The cake was a, because my niece is half Greek, half Italian, it was a Greek-themed cake, and the colors of the Greek flag with the lemons, limoncello, beautiful cake. She loved it. The people loved it. It tasted great. It looked great for the pictures, and they came through again. Les Delices Lafrenais will design the perfect cake, theme cake for your celebration. Call them at St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, or Brossard, or just go to lesdelicelafrenais.com and get your custom cake today. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, 29 restaurants. Find out the closest one to you at batonrouge.ca. I was there the other day. As an opener, I had the Rickards French onion soup. The cheese and the onion soup all mixed together. It was just mouth-watering. It was incredible. Then I had the Thai steak salad, and my wife had the Thai steak salad. And then we had the cauliflower wings that were, I thought I was eating meat. They were so good. Perfect if you're a vegetarian. They've got it all. An incredible menu. The signature spinach dip, their signature hamburger, steaks, chicken, ribs to die for. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar, or batonrouge.ca. Find out the closest one, as I said, near you by going on their website. A brand new location coming soon, very soon, in the Montreal area to LaSalle. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. If I sound a little bit slow or like I'm breathing hard, it's because I am. Having the cold that I have, I'm not getting that much oxygen, that much air into my lungs. And I feel like, yeah, I have to stop every now and then and take a sip of my water, which I'm not inviting you listening to me sipping water. So I sometimes just pause and I continue. So hopefully it hasn't been too bad. I thank you if you're still here. And I really appreciate you being on the other side of this conversation. Always. It wouldn't be a Freeway Frank podcast if I wasn't mentioning Justin Trudeau and something stupid he did or said. The latest is Justin Trudeau spending and actually admitting this. He said just a couple of days ago that the Liberal government will be spending $8.4 million. On what, you may ask? Announcing that Canada is going to be spending that money on research to understand how climate change interacts with democratic decline. In other words, democracy is in decline. Why is democracy in decline? Because of people like him. People have lost faith, so some people, they just give up. They don't believe democracy exists anymore. If people weren't voting before, they're definitely not going to vote anymore. They think it doesn't make a difference. It should make a difference, but does it really? I mean, look how misrepresented our parliamentary system is, when you could have a collusion happening and the NDP is just holding the Liberal Party in power, colluding together to keep each other going so they could all get their pensions in October of 2025. This is no secret. And so, are you kidding me how climate change interacts with democracy? I mean, this is absolute lunacy. The money could be better spent in so many other ways. Like, how about food for people that are struggling? People that can't put food on the table. Food banks are at an all-time high. Food banks are being used at an all-time high. And this guy's spending $8.4 million on research to understand how climate change interacts with democratic decline. In other words, he can't understand how some people are not easily fooled about this climate change virtue signaling. And so he has to spend $8.4 million to figure out why this is happening. Why are people not trusting of this? And why are people turning against democracy when it comes to climate change? It's because, well, look, it's just ridiculous. It's gotten to the point, everything is climate change. Everything is climate change. I mean, they even change the weather, Environment Canada, any of the weather predicting channels, Weather Network, whatever, all mention climate change. They're all in on this because the government gives money. So whatever the government says, these people do, because or else they wouldn't be making money from anywhere else. No advertisers, fewer advertisers and sponsors than ever. So they got to get their money from somewhere. Oh, you want us to talk about climate action? Let's do that. So give us money, Trudeau, and yes, we'll do that. And democracy's in decline. Okay, $8.4 million to figure out why it's in decline and how climate change interacts with that. I mean, is this just not the craziest shit you've ever heard of? It's absolutely cuckoo. It's insanity. And it's right here, not on our doorstep. It's right here already in Canada. It's been here for so long, but it's getting more and more ridiculous. The same people pushing this whole climate agenda are the people that get on jets, we know this, and go on incredible holidays or go for meetings where they jet around the world and then all talk about climate change while they've polluted the world even more by going to these places. So we know they're full of shit, and we know they're pushing an agenda that is bigger than we all know is coming. Don't even have to mention those four numbers. And then Trudeau is at the Greek Independence Day. Montreal has a parade once a year. It was yesterday here in the Montreal area. And the Greek prime minister who was here celebrating Greek Independence Day. And there were some hecklers and there were some people trashing Trudeau on the sidelines. I'm against that too. No, I'm not against people trashing him or people being vocal and criticizing him, because we live in a free democracy. But when I start hearing swear words, there's kids around, and these people, they've got no tact, right? They're just there yelling whatever they're yelling, F Trudeau and all that. I don't think helps either, okay? But this is how many people he's pissed off. They don't care anymore. They just show up everywhere he shows up. And he deserves it. But the thing I don't understand, and this is the thing that scares me, and I have a lot of Greek friends in the Greek community, but I see people taking selfies with him. I see people cheering him on. And I'm looking at these people in the crowd going, these are not the Greeks I know. Who are these people? And then I see some Italians too who were taking pictures with Justin Trudeau. Well, no shame, man. No shame. Like, either you have to be or had to have been in a coma for the last 8 years, especially the last four. You don't watch anything but the evening news, the local news, or national news, which is completely, we know how local media, national media is completely woke and is pro-Trudeau. But to take pictures with a guy who is the most hated politician, you know, they just buried the Right Honorable Brian Mulroney's state funeral over the weekend, which Wonder Boy showed up to as well and did a eulogy or speech or whatever. Of course, he had to take that opportunity to be there and tell his stories about his past interactions with the late Brian Mulroney. And I mean this with all due respect, but so many people were in town for that. So Trudeau stayed over, I guess, and then helped himself to the Greek Independence Day parade or march, whatever it is, with the Greek Prime Minister. A great opportunity to connect with Greek Canadians. And they were cheering him and they were taking pictures. And I thought to myself, I mean, really? Really? And this is what I don't understand about my people too. And when I say my people, I say Italians, who are still going to vote for this goofball. Because you know what? Because, well, with Frank, we've always, and again, it's how many times have I said, we've always voted liberal, so we're going to vote liberal. That's the Italian old adage, old decrepit mentality. Abbiamo sempre votato liberale. We always vote liberal, so we're going to continue to do so. But I mean, I'm sorry, that is complete low IQ. That is, you're showing your intelligence right there. Zero intelligence. If you can't see what has happened to this country and you're still voting for this guy, you're not too smart. Simple as that. It doesn't matter. I'm a former liberal and I never voted for him. I didn't even vote for him in 2014 when everybody was voting for him, or 15, whatever it was. I wasn't voting. You couldn't fool me that he was Mr. Good-looking GQ, JFK bullshit. No, me, you didn't get, I swear I never voted for him. I don't even have to swear. I never voted for that goofball. I could see the fakeness coming from a mile away, the phoniness. So what, these people, after everything that's happened, they're taking pictures and selfies with him like it's still 2014. I could see it back then because people were just excited to have some young guy as their GQ prime minister, even though he's far from GQ. But those are just my thoughts on his looks. But I mean, I don't understand. So many people on my Instagram were posting pictures with Trudeau and I lost like immediate respect for them. But okay, a couple I started to like. Because, you know, it was Greek independence. And then I saw Trudeau there and I immediately unliked. I was about to make some comments and I thought, Frank, be better than that. What are you going to say that people don't already know about you and what you think of him? Okay, so I didn't even see. That shows that I can hold back because there's nothing else to say. But if you still haven't seen the forest for the trees when it comes to this guy, what has actually happened and has happened and how he's destroyed this country, I don't know what else to say, but I mean, you got to be a complete and utter fool. Episode 178 of the Drive-By Podcast, sponsored by Les Delices Lafreniere, 5 great Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and Brossard, the best pastries, the best bakery items. In Brossard, the newly expanded store has the beautiful deli counter so big, coffee counter as well. Order coffees to stay or to go. And great Italian products direct from Italy in this big store compared to their old store. Wow. It's an oh wow factor every time you walk into Les Delices Lafreniere Brossard. It's Les Delices Lafreniere. 5 Montreal locations. Simplement délicieux. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. I get people DMing me all the time saying, Frank, what should I get? Creamy potato soup to start, or the Rickards French onion soup. You got to start with that. Then you share a spinach dip. It's their signature spinach dip. You got to go with that. Now you're asking me, I'm telling you. And their ribs. You can't go to Baton Rouge without trying their ribs out of this world. You might even bring some home because that's how much food you get. 29 locations, including a brand new one coming to LaSalle very shortly. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. If you enjoyed this episode, even if you didn't, please 5-star it on Spotify. Comment or review on Apple or anywhere you get it, and you have an opportunity to leave a comment or give it a rating, please do so. Amazon, Podbean, Google, TuneIn, wherever. And check out any of the past episodes on the Drive-By Podcast YouTube page. I'm Freeway Frank. Catch you again for the Thursday edition of the Drive-By Podcast. Thank you for putting up with my voice and my cold. I appreciate it. Ciao for now. The Drive-By.
with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace.